Welcome to episode 50 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It's probably Thursday, once a week. I have a secret this week. I suppose if I tell you, then it's no longer a secret. Although, it's our shared secret. You can keep a secret, right? But really, I don't care if you keep the secret, because the secret I'm giving you is a secret of process, of methodology. And the true power of the methodology is in the implementation. So last week, our own Cora Hollander from Utrecht Toastmasters, she said she gave away all her secrets, she said, after she gave away all her secrets. She gave away her methodology. Here's how I do it. 1, 2, 3. And she told us all in the audience. However, the true power lies in implementing that process. She can tell us, just like I can tell a kid how to ride a bike. Get on the bike, hold on to the handlebars, pedal with the pedals. There you go, right? But the kid's not going to figure it out. He can theoretically think about it, which I don't know if kids do much of that, and talk about it a lot and read books on it. But until she gets on the bike and figures it out and then figures out important things like gravity and falls down, then that theory is just that. It's theory. Whereas Cora is giving you a process, and it's only going to help if you do it. So today, I'm going to tell you a secret. I actually have two secrets, but one of them I'm going to tell you, and one of them I don't want recorded. So the process one is about how to declutter the noise in our mind, the crazy talk, the busyness, the overwhelm that we have on a daily basis. Now, again, this is a process, so I'm not going to snap my fingers and going to declutter your mind. It's a process, and if you follow these steps, then you too can achieve such clarity. Now, a few weeks ago, if you heard my talk about our three decision-making centers in our bodies, our mind and our heart and our gut. We ask those, even subconsciously, we go through those different decision-making processes, sort of the judges who are voting on the decision, whether it's something like, what speech should I give, or should I take that job, or what should I have for dinner? So from big stuff to little stuff, it's and everything in between. Now, after that talk, people came up to me and said, what if there's not a clear decision? What do we do then? What if, you know, it's 2-1 or 1-2 and we're just not really sure because that one vote seemed really strong and that's actually the one I agree with? Well, then we as a whole are going to have to sort of override the votes and make a decision. Now, the best way I've found to do this is not to go any more external. In fact, we're going to go even deeper internal. We're going to quiet those voices, even our own voices. We're going to reduce the clutter of our daily busyness, craziness, and we're going to allow it to drop in. Now, I'm going to give you a visual here to help you make this happen. For me, and again, this is my process. You can figure out your own. You're happy to use mine. You're more than welcome to come to my lake, because that's where it all happens for me. There's a lake in Northern California, in the Sierra Nevada mountains, in a place called Desolation Wilderness. There's a gazillion lakes up there. Now, by the way, that's one of the secrets I'm not going to tell you, is the name of the lake. But we're going to step into the lake, and if you could just come with me here for just a few seconds, we're going to walk into this lake, a few steps, maybe 10 steps, up to our knees in water, and it's warm, and it's basically like a warm bath and feels just divine. And around us, normally, there's lots of kids and families and dogs and people and little rowboats. The lake's very small. You can swim to the other side. And the blue sky is a deep blue, and the white clouds are like puffy cotton candy. It's quite a mesmerizing place. But today, we have it to ourselves. And today, we're all alone, because we're going to focus on the sand. Now, by the time we've just walked out there and we wrestled up some sand on the floor on the lake bed, but now it's ready. It's clear, the water's clear again, and we can see our feet. So we are going to intentionally wrestle up the sand. Here we go. We're going to wrestle up the sand with our feet. Move your feet around. Jiggle them around. And we're going to make the sand float around. Now what we're going to do is each of those sand granules, or grains of sand, represents a thought or an idea or something on your mind or something you're thinking about or something bothering you or something filling up your mind with junk. And we are going to watch them float to the bottom. Now as they do that, we're not getting rid of them completely. So don't worry if one of them is, you know, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Don't worry, we'll get you dinner and you'll figure it out. But for now, for these few seconds we have here together, we're going to let that one slide. And everything else, just watch it fall to the ground. Watch it. They sort of shimmer and shimmy and glitter. And some of them are sort of golden, sparkly. Remember, we're in Northern California, land of the gold rush. So once in a while, meaning once in a while, even in the few minutes that we're going to do this, there's going to be some gold flakes that you notice more than others. Now, while you're busy and focusing on not thinking about what you're going to get at the Albert Heijn and letting it go down, follow it down to the bottom, there it goes, Albert Heijn, I'll get you later, then up above, there's going to be some glittery gold flakes of sand. And some of them, you're not going to be able to get them out of your head. And this is a good thing. So these are the unexpected, shimmery, glittery flakes of gold. And these are your magnificent ideas. These are the ideas we want to hold on to. Now, we haven't even done this, and I've walked through this for a matter of seconds. But every morning, I do this for 17 minutes every morning. And we've only done it for maybe 17 seconds. And maybe one idea came to mind. But my challenge to you is then to take this glittery gold, find the glittery gold that drops down into your, it's coming from your subconscious, and allow it into your consciousness, meaning it comes from somewhere else and you are receiving it, you are hearing it or seeing it or acknowledging it. And it's an idea or a thought, but it's a good one. It's a higher level thought or idea than the one you were potentially busy with. So this is not the busy stuff. This is the good stuff. But we got to let all the other stuff fall to the ocean floor. That's it. I do this for 17 minutes in the morning. I'm in a closed room that I can lock the door so nobody, like kids or dog, are going to come up and, you know, tap me on the shoulder and freak me out. It's dark. I wear an eye mask to make it even darker. I listen to instrumental music or some sort of uplifting but not obnoxious music in the background just to sort of dull out what anything I might be hearing. And so I can't see. I can't hear. I'm sitting. I'm comfortable. I'm not worried about moving or falling or anything. I have time. I know I have my 17 minutes because I'm a morning person and nobody's awake yet. They're not going to wake up. And everything is focused on the sand and the granules falling, letting them fall, knowing I'll get to them later, and letting the good ones come up and sparkle. That's it. There's my lake. So that secret, the name of the lake, I'm not going to tell you because that one's a secret. I'll give you my process. But I'm not giving you that. Well, maybe if you ask nicely. All right, is episode 50. By the way, that's my speech for tomorrow. It's for tomorrow night for Toastmasters. I'm still working on it. Got to get there. But I'm working on glittery gold and secrets and process. All right. Thanks for listening to episode 50 of the Repossible Podcast. Hey, 50, milestone. All right. We're just rolling over here.